about your posture. And to be sure and keep a check on it that you're sitting properly, because only by sitting properly can you naturally be centered in your tanden. And he said that you need to stay in a straight line across in a line with the others sitting in your row. There are some of you sitting on the edge of the cushion, putting yourself before others. So check always your posture. This is everybody. It is said that if the beginning is not right, myriad practices will be useless. It is crucial, I believe, that you reflect on your reasons for doing zazen practice. You need to investigate very carefully to see just what is your beginning aim. Make sure it is right. If the beginning is not right, myriad practices will be useless. There are those of you here who do not speak Japanese well enough to understand this Dharma talk. But only one speech, one word, one phrase, perfectly receive. If you can perfectly receive just a word, a phrase, that will mean more than countless eons of intellectually studying texts. So you should not feel discouraged or sad about the language that you may not know. The point is to perfectly receive. Receive perfectly, just as it is. We begin every teisho of every sesshin, except Rohatsu, by chanting Dogen Zenji's Hotsuganmon. This is Dogen's expression of arousing the mind of enlightenment. Words spoken over 700 years ago. You may think that these are words of long, long ago, but truly arousing the mind of enlightenment, the aim of your practice, the reason for your zazen, is now here. That which is vital does not change with the passage of time. 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, 100,000, 10,000 years from now, the content and the spirit of arousing the mind of enlightenment does not change a bit. If one is firmly committed to the mind of enlightenment, this is the exact transmission of true Buddha. Now, clearly and perfectly receiving, being your true essential self, your own truth is the pure and simple one color of true practice, the true mind of faith, the true body of faith. Now, clearly and perfectly receiving. Everything, just as it is and has always been the genuine. Having seen into this, no matter what occurs, you won't be distracted. You won't be flustered. You can continue your practice of the true mind of faith, the true body of faith. We always chant the Hotsuganmon, so you may think that, is it always the same? Are we just repeating the same thing? Never. It is always new, fresh. You will come to see, even if you don't yet see, that all this chanting, that this Hotsuganmon, is not merely repetition. the mind of enlightenment newly arises. Brand new, perfect, new start. What's more, this truth mind to which you now vow to awaken is universal and eternal. It is truth which cannot help but seek itself. Until truth finds itself, there will be no satisfaction, no rest, no acceptance. This is your situation, the reality of your situation, each and every one of you. Why? Why is it that you won't be satisfied, that you will not have peace of mind until you find your true self? Because each and every one of you is truth itself. Yourself, perfect truth. That's why you will not be at peace if you're not practicing truth. And by the way, there is not ever even 1 second which you are not practicing truth. There is never an instant in which you are separate from truth. No breath turns its back on truth. Truth reveals itself one by one. This, this, this. Truth never fails to show its face for an instant. It appears in each word, each phrase of the chant. Awakening Bodhi mind, we are one Bodhi mind. Truth is truth seeking truth. Truth is truth practicing truth. Truth accepts and receives truth. There is nothing but this. The Buddhas and ancestors of old were just as we are now. In the future, we will be Buddhas and ancestors. So that's the way it is. So truth isn't far off at all. It is beneath your feet, at your hand, your heart. And you've got no time to look off from it. Listen. Allow me to practice the way without hindrance. There is no hindrance. There is absolutely nothing which is preventing your practice of the way. Look at it upside down, sideways, parallel, any which way you look at it. Everyone, each and everyone's all is truth. This truth is the all of each and every one. This truth eternally pervades the universe. You have no time to indulge in confusion. There is no one confused. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now be enlightened. Now. The most important time is now. The important place is here. This most important oneself. Do you know what it is? About this important big self. It may feel as though you aren't seeing, as though there's something separating you and your true self. It may feel as though you're looking off from the self. This is what Shakyamuni Buddha called minds inverted through delusive thinking, clinging to deluded thinking. Intrinsically, all beings are Buddha, but only because they cling to their deluded thinking, they fail to perceive their own Buddha mind. So what will you do now? Will you continue to complacently cling to your deluded thinking? What a waste. Pull yourself together with energy. Be resolute. I will not look off. You know, you do look off. You are ever ready to cling to your deluded thinking. You do look off sideways. You do let your mind wander hither and yon. And here come the worries and the complaints and objections. Those things are the ready evidence that you are looking off. There is no one who is not perfectly, absolutely precious. No one is worthless or of lesser value than someone else. You are important, precious. So there's no excuse for letting yourself go on, clinging to your deluded thinking. Those of you who are lazy, who begrudge putting out the intense energy needed for practice, straighten up and get with it. Invest all of your energy into this one doing. Those of you who are seemingly content to let the mind wander and daydream, who are looking off to the side, straighten up, face your practice head on, be your practice. Those of you who think that you've gotten somewhere, or who want to hold on to some state that you have attained, drop the arrogance or the feel-good mentality, pull your chin in, and let the practice be ever fresh and new. Let go. Why do I insistently harp on all this? Because it hurts. Because it is painful. Because those habits are a waste and a pity. You will see that each breath breathes itself. The breath is breathing the breath. Truth is being truth. Each breath receives all the universe. Each breath brings all the universe to life. What is your experience of it? How much are you receiving? How much of the universe are you? Are you giving to the universe many times over what you receive? Perhaps you think, no, I'm giving back about as much as I receive. I don't think so. You are, at this instant, receiving the support, the nurturance of all being. It's difficult to imagine being able to give even a fraction of the blessing that you receive. That doesn't mean you give up. That is even more impossible to imagine, giving up. I think of Koro, the puppy who was here for only 5 days. He received little more than head pats and kind words. yet he remembered. Months later, he threw himself heart and soul in gratitude to us in greeting. What happiness! Happiness is just exactly gratitude. Gratitude is being moved, being touched. Life being touched, life touching. Connection. Life is burning. Life became fire. The fire that burned in that puppy's eyes. All of life is burning brightly. Swiftly, cleanly, deftly, one by one, one by one, this, just this. Nothing is soiled. Soil has no place to adhere. Did I hear from all around me, hey, don't show favoritism to coral? A single plum blossom, that fragrance, that gentleness. Peach blossoms blow in the spring wind. Doubts do not grow branches and leaves. So frank, so straightforward, holding on to nothing, there are no doubts. There is only receiving everything perfectly as it is. Eternally, perfect, permanent, eternal self-life. It's not what you fancy. It's not what you draw in your head. You are not what you suppose yourself to be. Your dreaming is vacant. Who am I? The light snow. Winter is over. Who am I? Happy spring wind. With noble urgency, urge yourself on. Cling to nothing. Practice obediently, gently. That means clinging to nothing. Straightforward. Body and soul are, just as you are, perfectly in tune with all things, with all being. Rousing the mind of enlightenment, spoken 700 years ago, but not a minute old. Let yourself be touched by Dogen's words, so that you are unable to separate from the aim to enlightenment. This is not unreasonable. It is important that you be docile, gentle, accepting. Each step is docile, gentle, accepting. Each phrase in this chant holds it all, says it all. May the Buddhas and ancestors share with us their compassion, compassion which fills the boundless universe with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. The universe is filled with compassion. Every direction is Buddha. Compassion. Don't get lost in every direction. Don't forget now, here. boundless, limitless, compassionate now, here. This oneness truth, this all, is centered right here in your gut. Compassion fills the tanden. Receive it with composure, boldly, without hesitation. Don't hold back. And don't try to affix your small judgment to it, to limit it. New and fresh, one tante, this one doing. Stay with this. Your practice is working. This practice is always at work. In the distance, the temple bell sounded. In the distance, the temple bell sounds. It was lunchtime. The temple, as they say, still far, far away. The young monk arrived at the sound of the gong. Where is the sound, the hearing, this intimacy? Some way, somehow, please let yourself accept and receive this all. Truth, myself, every. You are always and forever receiving everything, perfectly connected. Do you still search for something more, for something else? Do you still lose yourself in explanations and descriptions? Do you still feel disconnected? Do you still create worries? Can I? Can't I? There's no time to indulge in those things. This is the way it is. Truth being truth. The genuine being the genuine. Practice, practicing practice. Only this. Be clear and resolute. Stay with your practice. Together with all beings, may we attain Buddhahood.